Happy Friday, KMA Land. It's Double X Factor time, and I'm here to roll out some thoughts on this week's topic of empowerment. When I was here on Wednesday, I mentioned that I'd like to share some ideas on empowering yourself by standing in your own light. When we're in our light, we are our most amazing, true, brilliant selves. We are loving, compassionate, strong, and empowered. So very often, we dim that light in response to other people, life circumstances, or our own insecurities. I dim myself just as we all do sometimes. We make a choice to believe that how someone else or a situation shows up means we need to shine a little less brightly. This, in my opinion, is exactly what disempowerment looks like, the choice to dim yourself in some way. How other people show up, what the conditions are actually irrelevant. Now, hear me out on this one. I'm not saying other people are irrelevant, just how they choose to show up in your experience. And I'm not saying that hard things don't happen in life for all of us. And at times those things are really, really tough. And I'm not saying they don't matter. They do. And pretending everything is hunky-dunky in those times is what's known as toxic positivity. So I am not saying that these things don't exist or that you should pretend they are okay when they're not. This is not about denial. What I am saying is that those people and situations are irrelevant to how you choose to stand in your light. I am saying that really funky stuff may have happened in your past, and it's irrelevant to how you choose to move forward and be in your light. That one can be hard to get on board with. I get it. We can very easily use our past to dim ourselves. I've done it quite often in my lifetime. But as Eckhart Tolle said in his book, The Power of Now, a victim identity is the belief that the past is more powerful than this present moment, which is actually the opposite of the truth. Empowerment and shining in your light is about making the choice to be in the now. When we choose to let how other people show up or life situations to determine how we feel about ourselves, how we show up, we hand over our power, and that means victimville. When we choose to let others be who they are and situations to be as they are, and we then choose to shine our light to the best of our ability, we not only empower ourselves, but we give other people permission to shine as well. What a gift we can give the world by simply choosing to shine on anyway. Recognizing when you are in fear or shame or reacting to a meaning someone else is putting on you, or you think they're putting on you, or any number of any other things that lead to you dimming your light and refusing to obey that and make the choice of who you want to be in that moment, that is a true source of empowerment. Now, Spencer and I love bringing you this little snippet of personal growth info each week, and we hope you find it a little bit helpful here and there in some small way. Seems like a natural segue for our next topic next week might be to talk about identity. So we'll be back with that next week. Till then, later.